Jeff Huffman, Florida Public Radio meteorologist. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
You've been following what's going on in Texas, and it is a devastating scene. The scope is overwhelming a region that has more people than does the entire state of Louisiana. How does it look?
Well, yeah, the worst fears in terms of the rainfall and the flooding with Harvey, and in addition to what was the landfalling wind and surge in central Texas, but what's happening in southeast Texas is being realized. Generally speaking, a region of Texas and parts of southwest Louisiana the size of Rhode Island or the size of maybe Connecticut and an entire state has received over 20, 25 inches of rain, and another 10 to 15 is possible before the system finally leaves southeast Texas probably Thursday. Some of the heaviest rain with Harvey is now entering and has been entering overnight much of southwest and south-central Louisiana, and I understand it's pouring where you're located. And now the flooding concern does shift into parts of Louisiana beginning today and tonight.
So what does this mean with the rain continuing on what already is a tragic situation? Is it going to become an epic storm?
Yeah, I think you keep hearing these words, catastrophe. We keep hearing the words unprecedented. A hurricane of this strength is not unprecedented. A rapid intensification, what Harvey did before landfall, has happened several times. You have to go way back in history to see that this happened in the western part of the Gulf of Mexico. But when it comes to a system that is now literally leaving the coast, moving back out over the water about where it came inland at, and it's hovering for several days, and combined with the scope of the storm in terms of its geographical size and the fact that it's stalled for several days, this is pretty unheard of. I don't think, and in fact, the rainfall amounts in southeast Texas are likely to break annual records. They've already broken several month of August records. Almost the entire annual amount of rain that Houston receives in 1 year is going to occur in about a week's time. And then, of course, let's focus on Louisiana. We have very heavy rain occurring now and a flooding concern that's moving right up close to the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area. I mean, there's not officially a flash flood watch for Baton Rouge or New Orleans, but all the parishes south and west of there, there is. We're 4 to 10 inches of rain as expected. I think in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, we're looking at maybe 2 to 5 inches total rainfall in the next 2 or 3 days. And then, Jim, don't forget, anywhere these squalls move in the next few hours, there could be an isolated tornado risk with this as well. So I think the worst from Harvey is probably hitting Louisiana today and tomorrow.
So as bad as it is in Texas, we're going to feel the brunt here in Louisiana to some degree. And we went through this a year ago with the epic flooding of 2016, but that doesn't appear to be in the offing as far as the magnitude, but that said, it could be a tough situation for many in our part of the world.
It certainly can, and keep in mind, I read something this morning about there's been this debate about whether Houston should have evacuated or not, and I think one of the biggest lines I saw, and this is something that all Louisianans can remember, is that when you have an event like this where there's expected to be a large amount of rain and cause flooding, this type of flooding, and we saw this last year, it's almost impossible to figure out exactly where the heaviest will fall and where the flash flooding will occur and pinpoint those locations. So all Louisiana should remember that the flash flood watch, meaning it means that, you know, yes, we're going to get a lot of rain, but some locations will get a lot more than others in a very short amount of time. And even though it may not be, you know, you may not see the images we saw last year in parts of Louisiana, but there will be still some locations, especially the southwestern sections of the state, that see significant flooding from Harvey. And we still have 2 or 3 more days to go. It won't be until about Thursday when this will start to let up across Texas and Louisiana.